He didn't fear the police, the court system, the friggin' president of the United States, not even God himself. There was only one person who set his guts on fire and turned his blood cold. The cold-hearted devil with black eyes and no heart ruled his life, and the lives of others, with an iron fist. Lucas feared the man enough not to even think his name inside his head, much less speak it out loud. If he made some asinine mistake tonight, and the contents of the cooler resting on the passenger floorboard were discovered, he was a dead man. No doubt. Dead, dead, dead-ski. Then someone else would be delivering his organs in the middle of the night to some sick, rich douchebag with enough cash to pay for new body parts on the black market. Lucas squinted through the dirty windshield looking for the blue hospital sign. He'd double-checked everything on the friggin' truck but the windshield washer fluid levels. Who was the dumb shit that prepped the truck for this run? If he found out, introductions would be done properly with a fist to the face. Get a friggin' grip, man. This is your 20th delivery and you've never had a problem. Still, Lucas knew he couldn't let his guard down until the package was in the hands of the buyers, and the devil was off his ass. What the hell was I thinking getting involved with Ray Ray? Dumb, spoiled little rich prick. The moment he met Ray Ray in 10th grade, he knew the dude was trouble with a capital T. But Ray Ray had access to the life Lucas wanted. Girls, drugs, and hot cars. Lucas popped another strong mint into his mouth. Sucking in a mouthful of air between his teeth, he let the potent vapor rush to clear his head and focus his driving. His life had been the total opposite of Ray Ray's. His mom struggled to put food on the table and keep the lights on in their small apartment. Clothes came from secondhand stores, and it was a rarity if they fit, or lasted longer than a few weeks. His piece-of-shit, no-good father hadn't been around since Lucas was a sperm stain on his mom's panties. Now, here he was, stuck in a situation because Ray Ray had gotten his brains blasted out of his head 2 days ago by his ex-old lady's jealous boyfriend. Right now, Lucas wanted to turn the clock back 2 years and drink 3 more Jack and Coke so he would have passed out on Ray Ray's couch. If he had, he would never have ridden with him to make a delivery for some quick cash, as Ray Ray called it. $500 just for riding shotgun? What you delivering, Ray Ray, gold dust?
Nah, man, just a one-of-a-kind piece for my uncle. That's all you need to know. You just watch our tail, got it?
Ray Ray had said. Then Ray Ray had sealed his fate by telling the devil about him. Lucas had been the one who noticed something wasn't right about the setup. No sooner had they driven past the designated point, the cops swarmed the parking lot like a horde of ravenous locusts. Ray Ray and Lucas watched the entire scene from across the street at the Waffle House after they hid the truck in the back parking lot. They tried to act casual when they sat down at the counter and ordered coffee, but their hands shook with fear. The devil was impressed with Lucas's skills, so much so that the job of runner was pulled from Ray Ray. Lucas was forced to watch as the devil's enforcer beat Ray Ray unconscious for including a stranger in the run and the loss of the expensive package. Neither of them had said a word of protest when their sentences were handed down. Lucas's street survival instincts lit up like a Christmas tree when he was in the presence of the devil. After witnessing what the man was capable of doing to his own flesh and blood, Lucas knew better than to question his orders. And now, at age 25, Lucas was stuck in a job he didn't want with no escape route in sight. He'd assumed he was hauling drugs, but on his second delivery, Lucas lifted the lid of the cooler. It wasn't drugs. Inside the slushy mess of ice was a heart and lungs. He puked for 10 minutes. After the shock of that sick vision, he made sure never to open the lid again. Though Lucas hated shuttling the cold body parts, he had grown quite fond of the cash his deliveries put in his pocket, $10,000 a pop. Unfortunately, his wallet was running on fumes after being behind bars for so many months. When he was released from jail, he went back home and tried to find a legitimate job. He hoped his time away would have given the devil